But everybody, welcome. Our host of the show, Wade Belak, is here. Happy New Year to you.
You too, Willie.
Yeah.
You going to finally stop smoking? I'm just kidding.
New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution.
We'll get some of those, yeah.
Get some hair.
Hockey video game. What was your favorite team to play with, or what is your favorite team to play with, and your favorite player?
Well, definitely was the Sega Genesis. I think it was 93 or 4. I don't know. It was the one where they took out fighting, but you could still hit. They made their head bleed.
Yeah.
And I was always Chicago, and my favorite player was Jeremy Roenick. They had a sick team, and he was unbelievable in it. You couldn't lose. Yeah, I woke up, I turned on the TV, and there was my ugly face and TSN, and I was like, oh, no, it didn't.
It sort of bears repeating. You were asked about, you know, you're going to be a firefighter, and they asked you if, you know, you would help Sean Avery out.
They just asked me if Sean's house was on fire in New York, if I would go and put it out. I said, no. I said, I wouldn't, do that on him if he was on fire.
Wade, you've got some family here tonight.
Yes, they're over there enjoying a free meal, I think. There's my cheap brother and my wife. My brother's a cop, so I'll figure it out.
Your brother is...
they're cheap.
About...
He's with the teachers. Sorry.
He is tall,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he outweighs me by about 30 pounds, though. Once again, because he's a cop.
Because he's a cop.
First of all, who is Belak rooming with on the road this year? I know last year he was... rooming with Ellis, and since he's gone, who's he rooming with?
Actually, this year I've been lucky. I've had my own room a few times.
Really?
The veteran.
Yes. I think it's just out of pity. You know, it's great. What can I say? You have a roommate. I've had a roommate my whole career, and I just kick back, have full control remote, I read a lot. You know, I like these guys, but you see them all the time, and it's just...
Right.
It's nice to kind of have your own space.
I think there's some areas of Tennessee that have the outdoor life.
I'm looking for spots.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's some hunting good spots. And I have a good fishing guy, so a good buddy of mine's right into the fishing. But
as soon as it gets warm enough, we're going fishing.
Yeah.
You enjoy that yourself?
Oh, I love the outdoors. But Mike will know that as soon as he has kids, all that kind of goes out the window for a while. I haven't been hunting since, 7 years. I try and go out, but now I just fish because it's... You know, at least you got the kids in the boat, but I love fishing. I will do anything for fishing, but hunting's a little different. You got to kind of go away for that. But.
Well, I do want to ask, though, when you guys had the bowling tournament, I heard Mitch Korn was the ringer.
He was into it too much. He was focused. He had his own towel, and he was, like, wiping the ball, and he was, like, focused. He had, like, the whole pose. He played in a team in high school.
Yeah, he was on the high school bowling team.
So he must have been real cool. I never even heard of a high school bowling team. Sorry, Mitch, if you're listening. But I said, you owe me a few minutes, too. We didn't start till five after.
6:02. That was more like 6:02.
Please. I don't even know what you're talking about. It was something rambling about college sports or something.
You didn't appreciate that, did you?
I know, it was boring.
We're talking about some college hoops.
Oh.
You could have been a good, you know, post-up guy, SEC, power
forward. I got cut from my junior high team. I never played basketball again.
Really?
Yeah. Played hoops. B-ball, whatever you call it. I had a sick layup, too. It looked like Larry Bird. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. Up, up, the ballad of a dove. Go with peace and love. Gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time. Short life.